Dear brother or sister in Christ, on the walls of my study at the church hangs a pair of intriguing oil paintings, one of the two you see here. They're really quite beautiful in their simplicity, be it the simple absence of color and the simple black lines on white parchment, or the simplicity of their titles. One is entitled The Smoke Tree. The other is simply called Symphony of the Sea. They're meant to be hung as a pair. Perhaps I'll be able to prepare a devotion on the second one in the weeks to come. The artist, Jay Reed, is a Californian from our area. In fact, she's the same Jay Reed which painted the Come Unto Me picture, which was devotionally described for you in the second devotion of this series. Her biography reads, "Born and raised in Pennsylvania, the artist had always nurtured a tremendous feeling of love for the great outdoors. When she arrived in California in 1963, she found what her heart had been searching for, taking full advantage of California's abundant supply of sunlight and unprohibitive temperatures. She has, from innumerable journeys through areas of oak and redwood, grassland, pine forest, ocean and desert, evolved her personal way of expressing her reverent and joyous responses to these creations and their mercifully approachable, loving Creator." Unquote. Get those last words? Her paintings are her reverent and joyous responses to the creations of California's rugged scenery and their mercifully approachable, loving Creator. Her love for California's natural beauty, her reverence for their approachable, loving Creator, are indeed beautifully reflected in this pair of paintings, The Smoke Tree and The Symphony of the Sea. Importantly, each also has a scriptural verse attached to it by the artist. So let's briefly see what verse she attaches to the first of these paintings. To the smoke tree is assigned this verse, Jeremiah 11, 7 and 8, verses familiar to most of us. "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. He is like a tree planted by water, that sends out its roots by the stream, and does not fear when heat comes, for its leaves remain green, and is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit." While the verses are certainly meaningful standing on their own, our Lord did not have them written by the prophet Jeremiah to stand alone. That's why it's important for us to see those two verses in their context. To do so, consider the verse of contrast preceding it immediately. "Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in man, and makes flesh his strength, whose heart turns away from the Lord. He is like a shrub in the desert, and shall not see any good come. He shall dwell in the parched places of the wilderness, in an uninhabited salt land." Now these four verses are embedded in the greater context of the book of Jeremiah, which is addressed to a people who have forgotten the Lord, a people who have called themselves from the light in which the Lord had placed them and had brought themselves into a darkness that they made of their own making. Using artist Reed's words, reverence for their mercifully approachable and loving Creator was indeed woefully lacking. They had forsaken him. They had made human flesh their strength. These are words that could so well describe the time through which we're living, couldn't they? A time when the world and its nations, a time when our cities and towns and all too many of us would have to rummage through our attics to find God, thinking of him as an infant deity that we could box up after Christmas and store away until next Christmas, or take out and dust off as though he were a genie that was locked in a bottle until we set him free. And then we go about our lives trusting in Jeremiah's flesh as our strength. Human ingenuity, human innovation, and human character and knowledge and science and governance, human might to protect us and prosper us, to preserve us and provide for our lives. And then along comes a novel virus, a virus which in an instant reverses all of the progress that our trust in flesh has brought us. and that virus brings the whole world and its mightiest nation to its knees, from which it can only pummel at the lawlessness and its anarchical rioting disguised as protests, Trojan horses brought into our greatest cities to keep us on our knees, as the virus keeps us out of our churches where we should be kneeling and where we should be singing and chanting and praying. It happens, as it's happened throughout world history, when men and nations, in Jeremiah's words, make human flesh their strength. When they turn away from the Lord, he will be like a shrub in the desert and shall not see any good come. And dear friend, what's true of nations is true of any of us sinners. When we, as Jeremiah says, trust in man and make flesh our strength and turn our backs on the Lord, we shall not see any good come and will dwell in the parched places of the wilderness. It appears at times to me that we ventured from the edge of the wilderness and are now finding ourselves in the midst of its parched places where we can't see any good coming. Whether we're there or not quite there yet, we need so much more than the flesh of man can give us. We need what the Lord and our Lord alone can give us. We need to see what only the Holy Spirit can show us, that we're on our knees because our sins and the sins of the whole world have put us there. We need to see what only the Holy Spirit can show us, that it's only in Jesus Christ that the sin that puts us in the parched places and slowly siphons every bit of life out of us is drowned in the baptismal water that springs up into eternal life within us. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. He is like a tree planted by water that sends out its roots by the stream and does not fear when heat comes, for its leaves remain green. Do you see how vital it really is at times such as these that you are planted by that water of life, sending out your roots to draw that life from the Word and from the sacraments which bear Jesus Christ to you? Blessed is the man whose trust is the Lord, whose trust is indeed the Lord Jesus Christ. His leaves will remain green, and they will remain green forever. In Jesus' name, amen.